Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, listen, I want to make a more serious video talking about why I deleted my last channel and actually, you know, talk about that and talk about the time I was contacted by them. You know what I'm talking about. So, I did two shows a couple of years ago with a big time YouTuber. I reached out to him and said, hey, I like your content, I'm up and coming, and I've been a fan for a while, this time it was about 3 years. I was listening to his YouTuber, and and he reached out to me, and he said, yeah, let's do a show. It was a big hit, got 100+ thousand views, and it was so good, in fact, that we did it the following week with a couple of other big YouTubers, and everything was fine. And at the time, I was trying to make music and stuff, and I just found this site. I just found MGTOW.TV, and, you know, I was doing my own thing, doing rants and videos. I was pretty angry back then. And then I got a message on Facebook saying, hey, I like your podcast, and I like your work. I think you could be big someday. And I thought I was a fan because I had a public group that looking back, I really shouldn't have. But I had a public group, and I was talking to this guy, and I was alone in my room, and then it got dark really quick. He started saying, you know, I like what you did with that YouTuber. I'm glad your parents weren't in the room. And I was like, what? And then he started, this person, which I'm not naming names. This is too serious. He started talking about of how my job at the time. And he talked about how he knows I'm struggling financially and how, you know, what I want in life, and talked about my desires and what I really wanted, and just to have some friends and all this personal stuff that I didn't talk about in the podcast with this YouTuber. And I immediately got scared. And I said, are you Boulé? Are you the Boulé? Is this what this is? I didn't take it as a joke. It was too specific. And they said, we're not Boulé. We are above them. And I was like, okay. All right. Okay. I know who I'm dealing with. But I didn't. And he gave me his name, and of course that wasn't his real name. They're not that stupid. And then they said that they wanted me to come to a certain address in my state, and it's like 3-4 hours away. I looked it up on Google Maps. And when I did that live in the conversation, they said, don't look up the address. We know what you're doing on your little Chromebook. And I was using a Chromebook at the time, a whole different one that I have now, which scared the crap out of me. So I looked out the blinders of my room. There was no one outside, no one in hoods. But they started talking about how they liked my influence, which it wasn't that great. But they liked my voice. They liked the content. They were looking at me for a long time. They knew I wrote songs from, like, the early 2000s, like 2001. They 2001, social media wasn't even a thing yet. I have no idea how they knew all this stuff, but they knew about my parents. They knew where I worked. They knew where I lived. They knew my address. He put in my address, and he said, yeah, we know where you live at. You live right here. They knew what car I drove. They knew my family. They knew everything about me, and I'm panicking because I'm thinking they're going to kill me and my family. So this conversation, I saved all the messages, but to this day I haven't looked at them. But they wanted me to be a part of the verification process. They kept on calling me a lizard, and they knew I was a virgin. And they said, we need your virgin energy to make this happen. And then he started talking about the fall of man, how they were responsible for all the wars and the chaos, and how they lowered the frequencies to make teenagers act the exact same way as every single generation before us. And I was like, what? It got really weird. And he talked about, you know, we think you can be something. We want you to join us. We want you to come to this address and just talk to us. Just talk to us. Don't bring anyone. Don't bring your parents. Don't bring anyone that you know, because they knew the people that I hung around with, which was very few people. And they told them by name. And they said, just talk to us. And I said, no, I'm not doing it. And then they said, but your mom is a part of this too. Your mom's a lizard. Like, verbatim, that's what they said. They said that, you know, your mom is a lizard, your dad is naive and stuff, and start talking about how, like, my red pill content could be bigger than this person or that specific person. And I just said, like, I'm not, my soul's not for sale. I just told him straight up verbatim, my soul's not for sale. And I told him, if you're going to kill me, then kill me, but my soul's not for sale. And then they got mad. And then they said, you know, we're going to give you 3 days to come to your senses. That's what they said. And then they said, come home, my sweet lizard. And then I couldn't click on the profile. Everything just was wiped out. I tried to click on the profile. It was blank. There was nothing. So I knew I was being watched. Now, I told the people that I was hanging around the whole thing. I screenshot everything. I sent them the messages. I was sending people this stuff. I even went to my church that Sunday because I got those messages that Friday. I went to church that Sunday, and I knew someone that worked in the government that had government clearance, and I pulled him aside and said, I am being followed. I am being watched. And he knew that I knew about them, and he knows about them too. And I sat him aside from everyone. I showed him the messages, and I said, I am in trouble, and I didn't do anything wrong. So he was concerned. I told people about this. I was telling people, I didn't care. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die with people knowing what happened to me. I'm not going to be scared. So I did what any black guy would do. I did a live stream of the messages, and I live streamed the whole thing. I showed my phone information. I said, guys, I'm in trouble. I gotta shut down this profile. And if I die, I want you guys to have this as a memory of me and what I've done for on Facebook. And I showed them all the messages, the names, uncensored, everything. And people were panicking, and they were beginning to contact Facebook about it. And 3 days passed, and nothing happened. Yet, my friends were starting to have issues. They were getting phone calls. They were getting voicemails about, you know, bring them to us. We'll give you some money. We know you're poor. And shadow people start to visit all of us. I was having bad sleep paralysis. And I called the name of Jesus every single time, and they would disintegrate. But that was probably the scariest time of my life. And I was just starting my first channel here. My first channel. You guys know who I'm talking about. The first channel during the sagehood? Yeah, it was during that era. So I felt the best thing to do was to wipe out that channel and just to start over, because I didn't know how long I was going to live. Now, nothing's happened. It's been a couple of years. Nothing's happened. But they didn't contact me on this site. And my parents never knew. I never told them. They still don't know. But that's why I won't show my face. I won't, you know, I won't do any of that, because I don't want them finding me. And I still have the messages saved on my Google Cloud. And I still don't look at it, because I can't, because it scares me. So that's a bit more of a serious topic, why I deleted my first channel and me being contacted by them. And that's it. That's all I want to say. So that's it. It kind of gives me, you know, gives me the spooks. So I'm in this one. All right. Bye, guys.